National public broadcast of W.D. Muhammad, Muslim American Society leader. The following khutbah, our sermon, was recorded Friday, August the 30th, the year 2002. And now, Imam Muhammad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. A witness that there is only one God. He is God alone. And there is no associate God or partner with him in the rule of the heavens and the earth. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. And I witness that Muhammad is his servant and his messenger. وَرَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ and a mercy to all the worlds. صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. The prayers and the peace be upon him and what follows of that salutation or salute to the last prophet. Muhammad the Prophet is called the seal of the prophets and also the last prophet. The last prophet and the seal of the prophets. Muhammad the Prophet represents the conclusion of prophecy and the conclusion of God's plan for mankind or human beings on this planet Earth. God says of him in the Quran that he is enough for all people. كافةً للناس. That's the words of God in Quran. كافةً للناس. That he is enough. He's sufficient as a leader. That he's enough for all people. All colors, all nations, all people. The prophets that God sent, peace be upon them, beginning with the earliest of the prophets, Noah, and all the prophets after him, till Muhammad, peace be upon them. They all came to give guidance and be examples to their publics, so that their publics would be doing the will of God, serving the will of God. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, according to the gospel as it exists with the Christian people of the world, he said, not my will, but your will, meaning God's will. He came to do the will of God. God is the one that gives guidance for success on this earth. And if we go against his guidance, we'll never have success. In the Quran, it is said, you're the one who directed us to our path. Not one path, many paths. The path of science, the path of government, many paths. The path of culture, many paths we have. And the sciences are broken up into many paths. It's the plural, the word used is the plural of sabil. And most of you Muslims sitting here on this blessed day of Jummah, this most blessed day of Jummah. Most of you, you know that the word sabil is path. Sabilillah. Sabilillah, the path of God. The plural of sabil is subul. And subuluna means our path. Our path, not one, but many. And we are taught by God in the Quran to say that God is the one that showed us the way to our path. We couldn't even have found the path to astronomy, the path of astronomy, the path of the many sciences, the path of medicine, had God not showed us the way to those paths. His hand is the whole creation. His hand is the whole creation. So whatever you've gotten from creation, you got it from His hand, from God's hand. And we get all sciences from creation. Man has not invented or said Shazam and come up with the sciences. Man has gone to God's creation, the material universe, and there he has discovered and extracted knowledge and science, guidance for his life. So he got it out of God's hand. Who gave it to him? God. God says in the whole creation he holds in one hand. So if we can imagine everything that exists, it's like in one hand of God. One hand of God. And then man's future is in the other hand. He holds man's future in the other hand. And hands for God does not mean hands like this. It means controls. These are our controls for doing the wonderful work that we do on earth for mankind. And God has in His one control everything that exists in the material world, skies and earth combined. And then in the other hand, He has the spirit of man. He has man's destiny. And he controls man's destiny, and he controls the destiny of the universe. This is God. And He has created everything to help man. سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. He has made the whole skies, everything there, and the earth, to yield its utility to you. To yield its service. To yield its usefulness. To yield its utility to man. And we know there was a great prophet, Prophet Abraham, who faced the powerful Pharaoh. And the powerful Pharaoh was trying to impose his authority, and the prophet resisted. And Abraham said, "Well, how are you going to make it without me?" I'm giving you, putting it in my words, but that's what he said. "Well, how are you going to make it without me?" And the prophet replied, "Allazi khalaqani sayahdini." The one who created me shall guide me. Praise be to Allah. Was Muhammad guided by a teacher? No. Was Muhammad guided by any except God? No. And Muhammad was created by God, by Allah. Ar-Rahmanu 'allama al-Qur'ana, khalaqa al-insana. The merciful God taught the Quran and created the human person, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is the creation of God's word, the Quran. He was already a perfect human creation. That's why God selected him. He had created him already from the people. He says when he wants a son, he has only to take him from those that he already created. So he had already created Abdullah, the father of Muhammad. So he chose one from those that he had already created. And he was a perfect child. A perfect child. A perfect youngster. And a perfect man at 40. And God gave him the mission to be a mercy to all the worlds at 40 years old. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prayers and the peace be upon him. So Muhammad was not guided by the world or any of the world's knowledge or any of the world's authorities. Muhammad was only guided by God. And he was not taught by anybody. He didn't know scripture. His people were not a people of the book until the Quran came. Then they became a people of the book, or people of the Quran. But before that, they were not people of any scripture, and they were all called Ummiyun. And Prophet Muhammad is one of them. The single for Ummiyun is Ummi. He is the Ummi prophet, messenger prophet, promised in the Old Testament that would come to break all the bond, take the heavy yokes off the people. And we think of just the common people. He's just coming to help the common people. Sometimes the ones carrying the heaviest yokes are those that are leading the people. Yes, there's a saying too. God says, oppress not and be not oppressed. Oppress not and be not oppressed. This is not to the common people. This is to the leaders. If they oppress their masses, they oppress their publics, and deny their publics the blessings of this creation, the many benefits of this creation that God created for all of us, their own action, their own decision will eventually oppress them. And they will become the most oppressed of all the people in their kingdom, the leaders themselves. Yes, and we see that today. Leaders are in all the terrible trouble. They have so much trouble. They have to face every time they open their eyes in the morning, they have to face the trouble. Why? Because they have messed up the world for the people and have not given the people the world that God gave, not just for some, but for all. وَابْتَغِي فِي مَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ دَارَ الْآخِرَةِ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Seek by the means God makes possible for you the afterlife, which is the long-lasting one and the better. But God says, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. But don't forget your share of this material world. This is the kind of teachings the world rulers don't want you to get. That's why Islam is persecuted in Islamic lands. Islam is persecuted in so-called Muslim countries or nations. Why? Because if they would let Islam be, the people be free to have Islam, then they would have to come down off of their high towers that they do not qualify to be up on in the first place. Okay. And they know that. I like this saying from the Bible. Say, will a man rob God? Will a man rob God? Yes, a man will rob God. How does Allah say it to us in the Quran? That they're cheaters. They're cheaters. They cheat you out of the life God created you for. So if they cheat you out of the life, they're robbing God, because God is the one that possesses all of that, and he gave it to you to use for your own benefit. He trusted you with it. Now they take it. It wasn't yours. It was yours to use. So they take authority over it. Who did they take it from? God. They're robbing God. And another part in the old Bible says, and before me all were thieves. Before me all was thieves. That's a sign of the Jesus Christ, as a sign, is pointing to Muhammad, the comforter to come. Yes. And he is saying that before the creation of God is presented to the world and made free for all, the world will be under or in the hands of nothing but thieves. And when you study history, you see that powers have done nothing but rob the masses. Rob the masses. That's all they have done. Just rob the masses and took the world as though it was their exclusive right to have it, and all people that they decide to be out of it are out of it. No more. No more. Muslims cannot accept that. When I saw the wisdom, the beauty, and the kindness of the Word of God for myself, studying the Quran, I made up my mind that no one would ever possess my spirit. No one would ever possess my mind. That is for God and for God alone. It makes you free. Yes, the Word of God frees us when we get it directly from Him, the way He gave it to His prophets and messengers. When we get it from Him, it frees us. It makes us humble ourselves. And we are happy to say, I'm nobody. I'm nobody. God is so great, I'm nobody. Yes, God is so high, I'm nobody. God is so beautiful, I'm nobody. Praise be to Allah. It humbles you. And that's what we need today. We need people who are not just our leaders, but they are also our brothers and sisters in obedience to God, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Then we can have success. Muhammad the Prophet also said that he came to guide us and be an example to us of good character. Good character. And God says of him, we have seen you. God says, we. He speaks for all in his service. The angels, the prophets and messengers, all. He said, we have seen him established on a mighty foundation of character. Muhammad. That his character, khalq and azim. Mighty foundation of character. Great character. A man of great character. Muhammad the Prophet. And he come to invite us to pursue the best behavior. To choose the best behavior in human life. So that we can also be on a mighty foundation of human excellence. Great character. Great character. Khalq al-Azim. Great character. Praise be to Allah. Now, also, we should understand that God does not want us to suffer. Many people in the past, and some even nowadays, they join religion and they accept suffering. They think religion is supposed to be suffering. My stomach is not paining from fasting. Well, let me whip myself a little bit. Hand me a stick or a whip. Let me flog my sinful soul, my sinful flesh. Let me flog myself. They have to be suffering all the time. Then they think they're holy. Please get that lady away from me. She will kill my righteousness. She will destroy my righteousness. She will pollute my soul. Get her away. No, I do not want a wife. Don't offer me one. Yes, some people think that the religion is suffering. Suffering. No, the message of the gospel, the message of the New Testament is against that idea. That God does not want suffering for his people. He wants ease. But look what they did. They put all our suffering in one figure. And say, he was sent into the world to carry all of your suffering. Now, you don't have to suffer. You want the woman, take her. You want the wine, drink it. You do whatever you want to do. Just say, I believe in Jesus Christ. And be saved. Hmm. I think a lot of our troubles in the world, especially for the masses, is right there. Right there. The guidance of God is the guidance. And without His guidance, we all are lost. We're going to miss the mark. We're going to lose the way. We're going to come to a bad end in time. Doomed to come to a bad end if we don't have the guidance of God. He who created me shall guide me. He who created me shall guide me. We know that the Christian world, the West, is supposed to be the manifestation of the New Jerusalem. It's supposed to be the new destiny. The new destiny. In other words, the answer to the promise to Abraham, God's promise to Abraham. But not through Abraham, through Jesus Christ, peace be upon the prophets. This is their claim. But their progress in the road to the destiny had stopped. And they were not able to make any progress on the road to the destiny until Muhammad received the Quran from God and began preaching it. And awakening the intellect of intellectual men and women that had been resting and sleeping without any stimulation until the coming of the Quran. God says in the Quran, وَسِعَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا وَرَحْمًا. Everything exists and extends itself, multiplies itself, etc., with knowledge and mercy. Everything God has created will extend to man if he obeys God, if he respects God. Not only science, not only knowledge and science, but also mercy. We know that with the Quran coming in the world, sciences were revived. The sciences were revived. The intellect was reawakened. And science began to flourish again in the communities of mankind. This is a reality. This is a fact of history. Not a myth. Not a religious claim only. But a fact of history. So where was the destiny for the people of the book? It was lost until the Quran came to Muhammad. And Muhammad, preaching the word of God, awakened the intellect of men and excited their interest in the material universe for positive and good benefits, and they became the new generation of scientists. And who led it? The followers of Muhammad. Muslim followers of Muhammad. I have been at international meetings for peace with Jews, Jewish leaders, rabbis, and I have heard them say in my presence that it was the work of the Muslim scientists that made it possible for them to work side by side with Muslims in Spain. And they owe that enlightenment credit for their revival, for the revival of that kind of interest in the Jewish people, not just the Christians. So think about that now. What is missing in the message of Islam today? Why don't we have that kind of presence in the world of science today? We're getting it slowly, but not only us. Hindus are getting it. Chinese. Many others. The Russians, we know. But many others are engaging the work of scientific research and etc., and they are contributing. The universe is not for white folks. The universe is not for black folks. The universe is not for yellow people. The universe is for all people. And if you don't block the way, you have all people making their contribution to science and to the society of mankind, so that we have conveniences. And when you have conveniences, you also have mercy. So when God says that He has incorporated all things, that He has caused all things to be extended to us with knowledge and mercy, with knowledge and mercy, He is saying to us, if you want a more merciful society, you want a more merciful human life on this earth, pursue God's creation for its knowledge and its sciences. And then when you get it, you will bring comforts. Look what came to replace the donkey and the horse. Mercedes-Benz. And all the other cars. I didn't forget America, General Motors. But you African Americans, when I come in your neighborhood, I say your neighborhood. I'm you, but I say your neighborhood. When I'm driving around in your neighborhood, I see more Mercedes-Benz than I do anywhere else. You poor African Americans. I'm talking about you. Yes. I pulled up in a parking lot just 2 days ago. A Mercedes-Benz on my left and then one on my right. I said, good God Almighty, it must be a black neighborhood. Something's missing. Muhammad the Prophet didn't get with the brightest people he knew. He got with all the people that were ready and enthusiastic, excited about being good Muslims and working to advance the cause of God. He got with them all. He got with all of them. He included all of them. And he obligated those who knew more to teach those who didn't. He started a public school long before we had public school in this America. Every citizen had to be educated, both males and females. So it took centuries for us to come to that, civilized position that all human beings are entitled to the knowledge that God made possible when He created the world. If we had that kind of recognition and that kind of willingness, see, to give knowledge like that, and to point to the truth and share the sciences with everybody and excite the minds of everybody, poor as well as rich, to get the benefits that God has given to you in this created world, this material world. When you do that, you put yourself in a position then to be replaced by somebody else. And those that want to have power and authority, they don't want to ever have a situation where someone can rise up as high as they are and replace them. Well, I insist that the Muslim American society be against that, and you take down from position of authority all big-headed Negroes that want... Cool it. I'm not excited. All big-headed Negroes that want to control your life and decide how much of what, this or that, that you're going to get. Nobody should, but God should decide how much we get. If I qualify to get more money, you shouldn't stay in my way. If I qualify to get more recognition as a teacher of Islam, you shouldn't stay in my way. If I qualify to get a higher position in the military, you shouldn't be in my way. I'm qualified. You should believe in freedom, justice, and equality. And it's just not available to everybody just because they want it. It's available to those who qualify for it. You have to qualify for freedom. Yes. The more you qualify for freedom, the more freedom you can get. And if you want to qualify for the maximum amount of freedom that a human being is created to have, then please put a limit on your freedom. You put a limit on your own freedom. When you see your freedom is too much, causing trouble for you and others, you withdraw. Say, oh no, that's too much freedom. I don't want all that freedom. That's destruction I'm asking for. Then you'll have not only freedom, but you'll have justice. You'll be a man of not only freedom, but a man of justice. And the equality is the equality of our creation. There's no equality for rich and poor. There'll always be those richer than others. And those having to depend on others to open the way for wealth and material development or whatever. It'll always be that. That's you can't change that. That's the way of creation. That's the way of God. You can't change that. So let us not follow the Western world in their thinking and put poor against rich, so that richer be against poor. Let us condition poor to be friendly and appreciative, to be friendly with the rich and appreciate the rich, so that we will have the rich not fearing us and not hating us for envying what they got. Yes, this world wants to create the breach and keep the breach growing bigger and bigger. If you know the guidance of God as revealed to Muhammad, you want to heal the breach. Heal every breach that God didn't intend to be there. And God did not intend to divide people along class lines of wealth and poverty, etc., of those who know, the professional, and those who don't. We are all brothers and sisters. In Islam, the habit, I won't say tradition because we are not consciously doing it, but habit has remained. In Islam, when you meet with Muslims of different nationalities, different ethnic groups, different status in the society, in the world, one high, one low, one doctor, one's not. When they meet and greet each other, they're all the same. You can't tell one is a doctor, you can't tell one has a PhD or several PhDs, and the other one does not. As long as they are brothers and they are decent by their brother, they meet and the doctor will be speaking and looking up to the little man that has not one doctor degree. He will look up to him because he has excellence of character. Just a little bit more than the professor has. And the professor will be looking up to him and praising him and saying, make dua for me and my family, brother. This is Islam. All right? Okay. Praise be to Allah. So in the conclusion of this part of the khutbah, I strongly stress, emphasize to you the need for you to fall in love, firstly with God, and then love God's work. God is a worker. You hear that? Love God's work. God is a worker. And he says at every time in time, any little part of time you can think of, every time in time, he is at some marvelous event. He is at some marvelous work, doing a marvelous work. And science have discovered with their long-reaching telescope glasses now, they have discovered that the world is not at rest like they used to believe. That God created the world and then rested. He took a rest. No, new galaxies are coming into existence. They're new creation. This exploding out there in the distance. New worlds being made. There'll be new suns and new moons and new planets. They're being made all the time. They are generating just like people are generating. We are not rested. We keep having children. Praise be to Allah. And the creation is not resting. It keeps having more and more suns and moons and stars, etc. This is what science has discovered. God has not taken a rest. All right? And Islam says there is no sleep for him nor slumber. A rest? He does not sleep. He does not even nod. All awake all the time. Yes, this is God. It says, the prophecy is, one day he shall bring in a new heaven and a new earth. A new heaven and a new earth. We sure need a new heaven. Because the one President Bush is in, and Sharon, it sure needs renewing. They need a new heaven. And God says, you're not going to gather the people from the earth. You think when judgment comes, they're just going to be people gathered from the earth? No, he says he's going to gather also those in the sky. Those in the heavens too are going to be gathered. What are they going to be gathered for? They must have done something wrong. That's why we need a new heaven. And so we can have a new earth too. If we get a new heaven, we can have a new earth. Now understand this. I'm not going beyond my authority given to me as a preacher of Islam. I'm to obey God's word, the Quran, and obey his messenger, Muhammad. God says, Atiyu Allah wa Atiyu Rasul. Obey God and obey his messenger. Well, I wouldn't be just qualified to be your imam if I was disobeying God or disobeying his messenger. Muhammad the prophet said, for everything, for every word of God, there is an express meaning and one not expressed. An obvious meaning and one that's not made obvious. It's a shrouded meaning. It's a meaning hidden. You have to use your intelligence to find it. If you are pure at heart, you'll be blessed to find it. Yes. So, when God tells us about heaven, it's not just one heaven. He says, and there are seven tracks in the sky and a like number in you. Seven in the heavens and seven in you. Huh? There we see, it says, do not you observe, for the learned, the intellectuals, the inspired to seek the knowledge that's hidden in the universe. He says to them, don't you observe that this world, heaven and sky, was once a continuous whole, all connected before it was separated? Huh? So Muhammad comes, the mercy to all the worlds. He comes and he reconciles spiritual with material. He reconciles, brings back the wholeness and the purity that God created when he created the world before the Satan decorated it to deceive us and make us go in the wrong path. Huh? This is from Muhammad too, I'm giving you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prayers and the peace be upon him. Yes, so let's understand that. I would not dare give you something that I didn't have firm belief that it was the right thing, approved by the Quran and approved by Muhammad the Prophet's sunnah. His tradition, his teaching, his behavior, his ways. That's what I seek. I'd rather be nothing destroyed or burn up eternally than to go against that. God knows it. And I've told God that. And if you tell God that enough, he will make it so. He will make it so. So we praise God and we thank Allah for his mercy. And we know that we are not to disassociate ourselves from the work of developing the material community. We, all of us, no matter how poorly we are equipped, there's somebody that can pick up a brick. There's somebody that can carry wood. There's somebody that can turn on the motor, start the machine up. No matter how small the job is you can do, you help us take responsibility for our material environment and do something with it, because that's where African Americans are the most lacking. And I think when the Satan inspired the English word to be formed, B-L-A-C-K, he knew he was going to put it on us eventually. Single out a people to be called inferior. And he spelled your color. Color was chosen for you, not for a black Cadillac. And it says lack. L-A-C-K. Say, yeah, the black, we're going to see that they'll be lacking. Lacking in intelligence. Lacking in spirit. The spirit that God wants in people. And lacking in knowledge. They made the situation, the circumstances, so that we were not as opportune as they were, not as advantaged as they were, to get knowledge, to know what is God's way for us, etc. So they took our lives and made us lacking. And now God has brought his word and Muhammad to us. Our brother. Listen. Our brother Muhammad. Man just like we are. A man that was not a priest or a monk. He was not a knowledgeable man in scripture. He couldn't even read that scripture and understand anything because he never had that scriptures. He was dumb in that scriptures. But God took a man uneducated and educated him. He took a man that was worthy of great honor. And he gave him great honor and he lifted him above all other men in character and also in mission, gave him the mission to be a mercy to all the world. And I repeat what I said earlier, Jesus is a sign pointing to that man, Muhammad. May God's peace be on both of them, and I thank you for your attention. Our Lord, let our hearts not deviate after you have guided us, and save us from the fires of sin. Amen. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The praise and the thanks is for God, the Lord of all the worlds. And we pray that prayers and peace be upon Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, the last of the prophets, and the seal of the prophets. Dear believers, dear Muslims, males and females, the world today has many, many serious problems. On the one hand, we see the world and we begin to think that it's hopeless. But on the other hand, we see the world and we have great hope. We are optimistic. We cannot look at what is presented to us as news on television or in our newspapers or magazines and let that dull our spirit. Let that influence us to think that the devil has the upper hand. The devil has not been in as much trouble as he is in today since he began his existence in creation. He's in more trouble now than he's ever been. And he's so desperate now, he's even doing his thing like he's not a professional. And he is the first of the professionals. Don't let the bad news deceive you and influence how you feel
about your life and what you can do with it. God has brought this world to a state now and to a position now where this world cannot watch poor people. God has visited them like they visit us. They used to work us from sun up to sundown and tell us to go to bed when the sun down. Nigga, you don't need to be staying up. You ain't gonna do nothing but go to field for me tomorrow. And you better be rested. The sun is down. Go to bed. Hey, what you doing with a candle? You better not light that candle, nigga. Go to sleep so you can wake up with that sun and work that field for me. Huh? But now, they're so busy, they're so occupied, they don't have time to watch us. So let us get busy. Not doing the master thing. Let's do God's thing, the real master. Huh? Let us get busy and do God's thing, the real master. Praise be to Allah. Yes. I remember reading and reflecting on the prophet in the Bible. Says he came to the widow's son and they wanted him to help the widow's son. And they thought that he was dead. But the prophet said, oh no, he's not dead, he just sleeps. Sleepeth, you know, the old English. Oh, he's just sleeping. He's just sleeping. Well, this world have had us sleeping, but not really dead. Dead to our responsibilities, yes. Dead to our honor that God created us for, yes. Dead to our love and respect that we should have for one another, yes. But not really dead, just sleeping. And the call comes, Hey, Al-Salah! Be alive for prayer and worship. Hey, Al-Salah! Be alive for community development. You ask any peasant in Arabia, in an Arab country or other countries that know Arabic, ask him what does he understand when he says falah. He said, well, I'm a falahin myself. I'm one of the falahins. It's a farmer, a cultivator of the land. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, before he died, he established progressive land developers. A sign that one day, maybe it won't work now because of our situation. Maybe the courts will take it all, as he said. He said they're going to take it all. That's what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us. But I have already put it in your mind to be progressive land developers. So let's not look at a corporate title. Let's look at the message in that title. Be progressive land developers. Hey, Al-Fala! Two times. Cultivate the soul and cultivate the neighborhood. Hey, Al-Fala! Two times. Educate the soul and educate the intellect. Yes. Become wise in spirit and wise in the world. What do you want other than that? Anyone who wants a religion other than the religion of Abraham makes himself a fool. That's what God says in the Quran. And it was Muhammad who came to the world as a mercy to all the world, to guide us to the promised land, to what God promised Abraham, our father Abraham. And I conclude with that. And may God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and grant us guidance, for only He can guide. Without His guidance, we have no guidance. Ameen.
ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, call or write Ministry of W. Dean Muhammad, 1708-798-6750. All right, Ministry of Imam W. Dean Muhammad, Post Office Box 1061, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409. For Muslim Journal, see local distributor. And thanks for listening.